You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Friday, July 21st. I'm Barnaby Chadwick. Today, don't ask dumb robots if AI will destroy humanity. Robots like Sophia are impressive to look at, but don't let their human-like facial expressions trick you into thinking these machines are intelligent. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Earlier this month, several prominent outlets carried news that artificial intelligence will not pose a danger to humanity. The source of this reassuring news? A bunch of humanoid robot heads connected to simple chatbots. The news stories sprang from a panel at a United Nations conference in Geneva called AI for Good, where several humanoids appeared alongside their creators. Reporters were invited to ask questions to the robots, which included Sophia, a machine made by Hanson Robotics that has gained notoriety for appearing on talk shows and even, bizarrely, gaining legal status as a person in Saudi Arabia. The questions included whether AI would destroy humanity or steal jobs. Their replies were made possible by chatbot technology, somewhat similar to that which powers ChatGPT. But despite well-known limitations for such bots, the robots' replies were reported as if they were the meaningful opinions of autonomous, intelligent entities. Why did this happen? Robots that can visually mimic human expressions trigger an emotional response in onlookers because we are so primed to pick up on such cues. But allowing what is nothing more than advanced puppetry to disguise the limitations of current AI can confuse people trying to make sense of the technology or of recent concerns about problems it may cause. I was invited to the Geneva conference, and when I saw Sophia and other robots listed as speakers, I lost interest. It's frustrating to see such nonsense at a time when more trustworthy experts are warning about current and future risks posed by AI. Machine learning algorithms are already exacerbating social biases, spewing disinformation, and increasing the power of some of the world's biggest corporations and governments. Leading AI experts worry that the pace of progress may produce algorithms that are difficult to control in a matter of years. Hanson Robotics, the company that makes Sophia and other lifelike robots, is impressively adept at building machines that mimic human expressions. Several years ago, I visited the company's headquarters in Hong Kong and met with founder David Hanson, who previously worked at Disney, over breakfast. The company's lab was like something from Westworld or Blade Runner, with unplugged robots gazing sadly into the middle distance, shriveled faces flopped on shelves, and prototypes stuttering the same words over and over in an infinite loop. The AI behind Sophia can sometimes provide passable responses, but the technology isn't nearly as advanced as a system like GPT-4, which powers the most advanced system of ChatGPT and cost more than $100 million to create. And of course, even ChatGPT and other cutting-edge AI programs cannot sensibly answer questions about the future of AI. It may be best to think of them as preternaturally knowledgeable and gifted mimics that, although capable of surprisingly sophisticated reasoning, are deeply flawed and only have a limited knowledge of the world. Sophia and company's misleading interviews in Geneva are a reminder of how anthropomorphizing AI systems can lead us astray. The history of AI is littered with examples of humans over-extrapolating from new advances in the field. In 1958, at the dawn of artificial intelligence, the New York Times wrote about one of the first machine learning systems, a crude artificial neural network developed for the US Navy by Frank Rosenblatt, a Cornell psychologist. The Navy revealed the embryo of an electronic computer today that it expects will be able to walk, talk, see, write, reproduce itself, and be conscious of its existence, the Times reported. A bold statement about a circuit capable of learning to spot patterns in 400 pixels. If you look back at the coverage of IBM's chess-playing Deep Blue, DeepMind's champion Go player AlphaGo, and many of the past decade's leaps in deep learning, which are directly descended from Rosenblatt's machine, you'll see plenty of the same. People taking each advance as if it were a sign of some deeper, more human-like intelligence. That's not to say that these projects, or even the creation of Sophia, were not remarkable feats or potentially steps towards more intelligent machines. But being clear-eyed about the capability of AI systems is important when it comes to gauging progress of this powerful technology. The least we can do is stop asking animatronic puppets silly questions. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Science, ticks and the diseases they carry are spreading. Learn about a drug that can stamp them out. And checking in on Wired Business, a battlefield AI company says it's one of the good guys. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.